Hey everyone, today is Saturday, the 3rd of April. Tomorrow is Easter Sunday, as you know. And we talked a few days ago about Thursday being called Maundy Thursday, and that word Maundy meaning mandate or a command, the command that Jesus gave at the Last Supper to his disciples to love one another. And then yesterday we talked about Good Friday and the significance of the price that Jesus paid in dying for our sins. And then today is known as, in many traditions, Holy Saturday. And I like to think of Holy Saturday about preparing for what comes on Sunday. The only reference in the Bible as to what happened on Saturday was from Matthew 27. And after sundown on Friday, which would have been the beginning of the Sabbath, they asked Pilate, the Roman governor, for a guard to guard Jesus's tomb. So this was the religious people, the chief priests and the Pharisees. And they remembered that Jesus had said he would rise again in 3 days, and they wanted to do everything they could to prevent that. And, well, we all know that it didn't matter how many Roman guards they would place at the tomb, they weren't going to prevent the resurrection. And the women who would come to the tomb tomorrow morning found it empty, and the guards dumbfounded. The Lord had risen. And so what I would like to do with you today is just take a moment to once again thank Jesus for the price that he paid for us, and to look forward to what we will celebrate tomorrow. Let's pray. Oh Lord Jesus, we don't know what happened on Saturday. We don't fully understand, and there's a lot of faith traditions that talk about what Jesus did during this time. But what we do know this, you died on Friday, being day one, day two was Saturday, and the third day was Sunday morning. And we know what happened on Sunday morning. And so what we do today in this prayer is we look so forward to the celebration that will come tomorrow. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, save. Thank you, God, for sending your son Jesus. Thank you that we take this Easter weekend and we focus on you, even the difficult things, Lord, looking at the somberness and the pain of the crucifixion should give us a greater appreciation for what you have done for us. Lord, let us not take advantage of the salvation that you offer to us. Let us not take advantage of the grace that you've given to us. Father, I just pray here on Saturday that you would give us courage to talk with someone, call someone, invite someone to church that can experience talking about the resurrection of Jesus. And Lord, we just ask that tomorrow there would be people who come into our church or the churches of people listening to this who don't go to celebration, that people would come into our churches hungry for something, even if they don't know what they're hungry for. Maybe they'll show up because they were guilted into coming or dragged by a family member. Lord, we pray that tomorrow will be a day of salvation for people in church. God, we know it's been such a hard year over the last year, and people are searching and people are hurting. May people show up to church tomorrow. May they show up, even if they don't know why they're going there. And may they walk out a new creation, having accepted the forgiveness of sin that comes through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that's our prayer today in Jesus' name. Amen.